There he goes again. Woodpecker.
Oh, yes.
Greater or lesser spotted?
Oh, greater.
Can you see it?
Nah, but the greater are far more common around here.
Oh.
Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever heard of lesser. Perhaps we could ask Patrick.
The RSPB guy.
You know he's coming to give a talk at St. Stephen's in 2 weeks' time. Another date for your diary, Cathy?
Right.
Oh, look. Look at Alan and Usha, huddled together under that coat. So sweet.
They do look very cosy, don't they?
And so happy. Not a care in the world. Such wonderful news about their engagement. It's all so magical, isn't it? Glorious birdsong, the sun just rising, dew on the cobwebs.
You should get out early more often.
Yes, we all should.
There's the old cuckoo right on cue.
Oh, that's nice.
Dare say you're having a few disturbed nights, Mike, now Abby's home.
No, takes more than that to wake me up.
Lucky you.
How's she settling in?
Oh, she's great. No problem at all, touch wood.
It must be such a relief to you.
Yeah, she's good as gold. In the daytime, anyway. Nights may be different, but...
excuse me.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm just going to see how Bert and Phil are getting on.
Okay, mate.
Oh, dear. It's wonderful, but I couldn't do this every day.
Neither could I.
Well, I seem to be waking early at the moment anyway, so...
And you couldn't persuade Kenton to come out with you?
5 o'clock on a Sunday morning, please.
Not a great early bird, then.
Oh, you can say that again. Nor's Jamie, not these days.
And, I hear that congratulations are in order.
Sorry?
Your new job at the golf club.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, it's not a secret anymore. I've given them my notice.
Well, I heard from Roy.
There you are, then.
But the golf club, Cathy, that's marvellous. We'll almost be colleagues.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I'm sure you'll get on well with Lee. He's such a sweetie.
I'm just relieved Nigel and Elizabeth took it so well.
Yes, but there's no reason they shouldn't be happy for you, is there?
No.
I mean, sorry to lose you, I'm sure, but they must appreciate why you feel the need to move on.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, yes. I'm sure I feel just the same. Now that dreadful business is all behind you...
Well,
you
can... not quite. I'm going back down to Bournemouth on Wednesday for the sentencing.
And you really feel as though you want to be there?
Yes. Kenton's taken me down.
Well, I think that's very brave of you, Cathy.
Not really. It's just a case of hoping that the judge...
Right, we're going to head down the hill a bit and see if we can hear a wood warbler.
Oh.
Okay.
I reckon we're in with a fair chance.
Well, you might have to help me with that one, mate.
Oh, well, that'll be a first.
No, don't tease. Well, there is one bird who will be very lucky to see in view of recent developments.
Oh?
A red kite.
It was Dad's idea to bury it.
I know it were.
I wasn't sure what else to do. When I found it just lying there, I'm still not sure now.
Well, I mean, you can't be certain it were poisoned. You didn't find the bait, did you?
Mum, take it from me. Birds don't just fall out of the sky. Somebody poisoned it. So maybe I should have taken it in and reported it. Never mind the consequences.
Suppose it's done now.
Yeah, but it's...
Whoops, careful, George.
Oh, he wants a drink.
Mind the glass, lovey, you don't want to break
it. Yeah, let Grandma help you.
Yeah, come on, I'll fill it for you. That's it. Now, you come down off that chair.
Yeah, I'll take him out in a minute. Go for a walk.
Walk off some of that energy. Oh, why don't you come round to us for dinner? Save your cooking here.
Mum, I told you.
And I said you don't have to worry about Edward. No, you don't. He's sorry for what happened the other night. Look, he don't want to pick a fight, Will.
Mum.
He might not even be there anyway. He might be going down the pub.
Mum, no. Thanks for the offer, but...
Yeah, all right. But I don't want you sitting here all day worrying.
Well, I won't. I've got George, haven't I? We're going out. Maybe down by the river. Take some food with us.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, somewhere quiet. Out of the way.
William, look, maybe your dad didn't give you the best advice about that buzzard.
You think I should have reported it?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, you do? Oh, I can tell you do.
Don't matter what I think, but it's buried now, so maybe the best thing is to just leave it.
I don't have much choice, do I?
No. And it ain't like someone's going to go round digging in the woods and find it, is it?
No, I suppose. Unless...
What?
Well, a fox might dig it up. Or a dog? Or a badger?
Oh.
What if another bird's poisoned? Oh, do I bury that one too?
Oh, I don't know, William.
Oh, Mum. Whatever I do, it's just going to lead to more trouble.
Kathy, hi.
Oh, hello, Pat.
Is Linda at home?
Yeah, we've just been having a coffee. We were both at the Dawn Chorus walk.
Early start, then.
Needed a good shot of caffeine to keep me going.
Well, it is Sunday. You can relax now.
No, hardly. I've got to be at work in an hour.
Oh?
Yeah, one of the girls is off sick, so I said I'd cover.
You're too good to them, you know that?
It's only for a couple of hours. Back for lunch.
So, quiet afternoon, then.
Well,
Pat!
Hello.
Hello, Linda.
Not quite so busy, though I'm going to talk to Lee at the golf club.
Kathy.
Only about the starting date of my new job.
She's like a whirling dervish, isn't she?
Hardly.
Are you busy today, Linda? I was just hoping for a quick chat.
Never too busy to talk to you, Pat.
Good.
Anyway,
Won't you come back in for 5 minutes, Kathy? Then you and Pat can have a chance to catch up.
No, I've got one or two things to do before I go back out again.
Oh, well. Just, don't wear yourself out,
no.
Okay?
Don't worry, I'm fine. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I do wish you'd slow down a bit. She'd been like this all morning.
Well, that's why I asked her home, to try and get her to relax.
Yeah.
You know why it is, of course.
The sentencing.
She won't admit it, but you can tell how much it's preying on her mind.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yes.
Is Robert at home?
No, he's gone to visit Coriander for the day.
Oh, well...
So just you and me, I'm afraid.
No, that's fine. I wanted to talk to you about my idea for a transition community.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
I'm trying to see how much support there is around the village.
Well, Pat, I think it's a fascinating idea. I'd love to hear more about it.
Keep on the side, George. Mind the car.
Morning.
Mike.
Oh, training up that young apprentice of yours, eh?
No, just keeping him busy, that's all.
Wow, nice morning for it. I'm off down the Millennium Wood. You were we going to put a picnic area down there?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was early days, though. Still at the planning stage.
Right.
Yeah. Look, Will, I hope you didn't get the wrong idea the other day.
What?
About that article in the paper. I wasn't trying to make out that...
Yeah, Mike, I know what you meant.
I mean, no one in their right mind thinks that you would do a thing like that. I mean, no one that knows you.
Okay, let's just forget it then, shall we? Come here, George. Take my hand.
Still, it's a shocking business, though, someone doing that on your patch. I mean, what are they trying to prove?
Wish I knew.
Yeah. So, there been any more developments?
Like what?
Well, any more signs of poisoning?
No, nothing.
And there's been no, well, I don't know, clues about who it might be?
Not that I've seen.
Ah. No more dead birds? Strangers hanging around?
Like I said...
Fire tracks or anything?
Daddy?
Yeah, all right, George, Daddy. In a minute.
Oh, looks like I better stop holding you up.
Yeah, cheers, Mike.
Listen, Will, well, these light mornings, I'm awake. I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
Well, next few days I'll get out and have a wander around the estate.
No! I mean, really, you don't have to.
No, I don't mind. I'm used to early mornings, remember? I might even enjoy it.
Well...
And if I come across anything suspicious, I'll let you know. How about that?
It's good of you to offer. I appreciate it.
Good.
But like I said, it's on my patch, so, you know, my responsibility. Maybe it's best if you leave it to me.
Well, you can certainly count on our support, Pat.
So you think Robert will be interested?
Oh, yes. I'm sure he'll be right behind it. So if you need any help with the IT side...
Oh, that might be great. I'll ask him.
And, of course, I'm quite happy to help out in any capacity. Organisation, publicity, fundraising...
Oh, that's kind
of
you,
Linda. Or
someone
to chair the meetings with my experience on the parish council.
Well, as soon as I've found a few more recruits, we can get together and talk about all that.
Right. I'm sure there'll be plenty of willing volunteers.
Well, we'll see.
Have you asked Kathy?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, it might help to take her mind off her other worries.
Yeah. Although it might be a bit too much for her now. I think I'll wait till it's all over.
I do wonder if it's such a good idea for her to go down there on Wednesday.
Well, I can understand her wanting to see it through to the end.
Yes, but to be there in court again with that evil man is more than I could do.
Yeah, and we don't know what kind of sentence he'll get either. I think the recommended minimum sentence for rape isn't that long, about 5 years.
No, I know. Some people get that for a driving offence.
Well, depends on the judge, I suppose.
But surely...
I mean, I know there are guidelines, but...
5 years? After all Kathy's been through?
William!
Hi, Mum.
Oh, George gone back to Emma?
Yeah, she's at her grand's. I just dropped him off there.
So did you and George have a nice picnic?
Yeah, it was okay.
Good. William, something happened?
I just can't do it, Mum. I don't think I can leave that bird there and say nothing.
What else can you do?
I'm going to tell Brian about it. First thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, is that a good idea?
I won't get out of this mess by covering it up. It'll only make it worse. People are already asking too many questions.
So, you're just going to tell him everything?
Yeah. No more lies.
What do you think he'll say?
I don't know. He might even sack me on the spot.
Sack you?
Well, Matt's already warned me. If this goes on, I'll lose my job anyway.
Oh, William.
So all I can do now is play it straight. I got no choice, Mum. I'll have to tell Brian.
My new workforce.
Oh.
Hungarians. Debbie helped me recruit them. They're due to arrive on Wednesday.
Oh, it's that time of the year again, eh?
Yeah, comes round fast. So I've got to spend this afternoon getting the caravans ready.
What about that baby sister of yours?
Alice?
Yeah.
Well, I can try.
She's not working, is she?
Yeah, still at Grey Gables. And her volunteer work. Oh. It's all a bit tense for her at the moment. Waiting for the results of her Cranwell interview.
Ah.
So, what with the strawberry pickers and the contractors coming to drill the dino maze?
The what maze?
Dinosaurs. Our theme this year. T-Rex, no less.
Yeah, what else?
Come and have a mammoth experience.
Oh.
And yes, I do know mammoths came about 65 million years later.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello. Well, I'm glad you found time to fit us into your busy schedule.
Well, crops come first. I'll get your wheat sprayed, don't you worry.
Great.
I'll head off now before the breeze gets up.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. See what I found in the barn.
Have a look.
The signs we used for our school visit.
Oh, yeah.
They're all still in there. So why don't we recycle them for our open day?
That is a fantastic idea. I'm all for anything that saves us work.
And we need to give Tom a call sometime soon.
Oh, yeah.
Before he books his van in somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I already left a message on his voicemail, though I don't know when he'll get back to us. You heard about poor old Tony.
Tony's back in again.
Yeah, sounds pretty bad.
Ooh.
Tom's having to work double time. Speaking of which, I ought to get out with a cultivator.
Okay.
And I'll suddenly find it's time to get the cows in.
Not this afternoon, remember? It's my turn, at long last.
Yeah, listen, I know we'd planned for you to take over today, but are you sure you're ready?
David, I'm totally fit enough. And I've got to start the milking again sometime, so why not this afternoon?
You did what?
I know, I was wrong, it was stupid.
You buried it? Oh, pity's sake.
I know.
Of all the...
It was a mistake.
What on earth possessed you?
I was confused. I didn't know what
you
else
should have
to do.
Called the police right away and reported it.
I know that now, but...
Will, one bird was bad enough, but this... What the hell's the matter with you?
I don't know, Brian.
Don't you? I mean... Is there more to all this than you tell me? Because if I find that...
No! Brian, you still think I did it?
Well, did you?
I told you. I gave you my word. I don't use poison. If I did, I wouldn't be here telling you now, would I? I'd have left that buzzard in the ground and said nothing about it.
Well, we can't undo what's already done. You'd better call the police now. But they're going to wonder why you left it so long. And that's your problem, I'm afraid.
I know. Do you think I should tell Matt first?
Well, you know, he's not going to be best pleased when he finds out, to say the least.
No. I'll call the police first then, shall I?
Yes. Yes, I think you should. At least then you'll know where you stand. And then we can think of the best way to break it to Matt.
Okay.
Probably at home today, as it's a holiday.
Right. I'll make that call then. Brian, I didn't lay any poison. I'm not that kind of person. You do believe me, don't you?
Look. I need to talk to Matt soon anyway about some other business. I'll tell him for you.
No, it's my responsibility.
It's all right, Will. I'll do it. I think it may sound better coming from me.
Okay, if you're sure.
I've got to check the deer now. We're going out to lunch. I'll go up there this afternoon.
Okay.
And you're going to be busy too once the police are involved.
Yeah. I'd better get on then.
Now, William, I do believe you.
Thank you.
But there's got to be some explanation. Look, are you quite sure about Malcolm?
Yeah, of course I am.
Even now, after...
He wouldn't do it. He's just not the type. He loves the job as much as I do. He wouldn't do anything so stupid.
Perhaps, but maybe it's worth checking his background.
I followed up his references when I took him on. I spoke to his last employer.
Then I think you should speak to them again.
What for?
Because you're running out of options. Dig a bit deeper. I mean, you might as well. You've got nothing to lose.
Okay.
And as for what you tell the police, well, I'll leave that to you.
Hey, you all done?
Giorgio would be.
Yeah, well, wheat's such valuable stuff these days, I ought to put razor wire around it.
You come to check up on me?
Nah, come to look at the silage. And check out these field margins.
Weren't I sprayed those as well?
It's for our farm open day.
Okay, I'll let you off.
Now, if we're going to bring the punters up here to see the wild flowers, I thought I'd better make sure we got some coming on.
I've left you a few poppies.
Yeah, and plenty of buttercups too. No, it's weed paradise. Should keep them happy.
All good PR for the business.
That's the general idea.
So, a farm trail, a few bits of tackle to climb over, some nice woolly lambs baaing and doing their stuff.
You got it.
I saw your ad in the parish mag.
You think you'll be doing one next year?
Well, who knows? Maybe. But at least we know there'll still be a farm to open.
Yeah, I guess.
And if Debbie and I do ever go for an open day, we won't even have to get it past Brian.
No, right. So, the new agreement is...
All still on course. The contract's been drawn up. They've sent it off to Debbie.
Right. And, everyone's happy?
Yeah, I think we got all we could have hoped for. It's just great that Brian finally acknowledged what he's got in the pair of us. He knows we're good managers.
Right. Well, that's great, Adam. I'm really pleased for you.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to win the battle for a change.
William?
Oh, hello.
I saw the police car coming down the lane.
Was that... Yeah, PC Stroud.
Right, so what's the situation now?
Well, I took him up to where the bird was buried. Him and John Lander.
What, from Natural England?
Yeah. They dug up the buzzard and took it away. Hmm. Lander says he's going to do a post-mortem.
Okay. And did they have anything to say about the circumstances?
I told them what happened. I said I hadn't put down any bait.
Right.
I could tell that copper didn't believe me, though.
Well, you've not done yourself any favours by the way you've handled this.
I know. It's all my own fault, but I've not been here before. There's nothing in the book about this.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
I keep thinking back. Wondering how Greg would have handled it, you know?
Well, I've no doubt he'd say you were right to tell the police.
Now I'm back in the frame for something I haven't done. I feel like I'm waiting to be charged.
Well, I think they'll need more evidence before they can do that.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, what about Malcolm's last employers?
Well, I called and spoke to his old head keeper. Mm. I asked if Malcolm ever bent the rules or used poison bait.
And?
Well, he gave me a right earful. I told you, Malk's straight.
All right, all right.
And if I thought he was the type, I'd have never have taken him on.
Okay, okay, but even if Malcolm isn't to blame, William, we still need to get to the bottom of this, as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm just on my way over to see Matt now. He's going to want answers, Will.
I'm doing all I can.
Well, you must. Keep a close eye on the estate.
Oh, I will.
Everything, Will. Any strangers you don't know, any car you don't recognise.
Yeah, of course. I'm doing an extra round tonight after dark.
Fine. And I'll try and explain this whole mess to Matt. But it's not going to be easy.
Hiya. How's it going?
Great. No problems.
Good-o. I'm not checking up on you.
Of course not.
No, no, I'm not. I'm escaping.
Huh?
Yeah, I went inside for a cuppa, and there's a full-scale rave going on in the kitchen.
What?
Yeah, Pip practising her disco dancing.
Oh, for the YFC?
Yeah. Stereo full blast, her and Josh going full steam.
Josh is wet.
Yeah. No, it's bedlam in there. Came out here for some peace and quiet.
I don't know. What kind of a dad are you?
Hey.
Disco dancing. You should have got in there and showed them how to do it.
Yeah, well, you know, didn't want to make Pip feel inadequate.
No danger of that.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I'd be more worried about you doing yourself an injury.
Yeah, and of course that is why I held back. It's for the good of the farm. I don't want to put my back out like Tony.
Very noble of you.
I know.
It's nice to see Pip so keen, though, isn't it?
Yeah, she's really going for it.
She's got a real competitive streak. She wants to put on a good show in front of her mates, hmm?
Yeah, and she's after me to spend the weekend helping with her stock judging.
Well, that's something you can do without the risk of crippling yourself.
I resent that.
Look, why don't you go back in there now? Give us some moral support.
Well...
Go on, you don't have to stay here because of me.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, look at me, I'm halfway through already.
The cows look pleased to have you back.
Yeah, well, feels good to me too. It's been a long time.
Well, far as I'm concerned, that settles it.
No, Matt.
Come on, he stumbles over this dead buzzard purely by chance. Then he buries it. I mean, what does he take us for? Complete idiots?
All right, I mean, look, he's admitted it was a mistake.
Sorry, I'm not buying it. He's more or less put his hands up to the whole business. I don't think we need look any further for our mystery poisoner.
Matt, I really don't think it was William.
What do you want? A signed confession?
No, no. Look, I'll admit he's handled this badly. But, I mean, heaven's sake, I've known him all his life. He just wouldn't do a thing like that.
I understand your loyalty.
No, no, it's more than that.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. He did it, he didn't do it. It's all academic.
I'm sorry, I don't agree.
I can't honestly say I'd care too much if he poisoned every bird of prey on the estate. What I do care about is the fact that he's been caught at it. Not just the once, a second time. That's more than just careless.
So you're not concerned about finding the real culprit?
I'll tell you what does concern me. County councillors, wildlife trusts, environmental experts. The kind of people who can scupper an expensive deal at the stroke of a pen. They're not going to be at all impressed when they hear about this William Grundy's little mistake could end up costing me a lot of money.
Okay, so we sack William, and then we find he wasn't to blame, and more birds are poisoned.
So, that's a risk.
For what? We'd have lost a darn good keeper and be right back where we started.
Oh.
What's the rush? Could at least wait till the police have investigated this latest poisoning.
I don't know. Why are you sticking your neck out for it?
Because 99% of the time he's a committed, responsible, hard-working keeper. Far better than anyone else would like to find.
All right. All right. You have it your way.
Thank you.
But only for now. And you can tell him from me, this is his mess and I want to see it tidied up soon. If it's not, then he'll know what to expect.
Well, it's not so bad when I'm sat down like this, with a few cushions stuffed up my back.
Yeah.
But as soon as I have to twist round, pick something up, agony.
So you won't be going for the single wicket this year, then?
No, I don't think so, David.
Right.
Though I'm hoping it'll be well on the mend by then. If not...
Yeah, well, I feel for you, mate. You know, if there's anything that we can do to...
Oh, thanks. We're just about coping. Clary's doing extra hours in the dairy, so Pat can work in the polytunnels.
Right, and the silage.
Oh, yes, there could be a problem there, I'm afraid. Can't see Tom having much spare time to help you out.
No, that's what I came to say. You don't have to worry about the silage.
Oh, are you sure?
Yep, we'll manage. I can ask Eddie to do a few more hours.
Oh, great.
And Neil, maybe. Anyway, we shan't be starting till next week.
Oh, Tom's already squealing because he's having to up his share of the milking.
Yeah.
And not happy at all. The way he goes on, you'd think I'd sprain my back on purpose. It's all the sympathy I get round here.
Mm.
Honestly, here I am, barely able to move. Oh, you wouldn't believe the pain. Like needles shooting up my spine.
Yeah.
And the doctor's not been a lot of help. Gave me painkillers. The physio's given me some exercises.
Right, listen.
Now, Pat's threatening to book me him and the chiropractor.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi.
One of her hippy-dippy friends. All sounds like hocus-pocus to me.
I'm not trying to force you into anything, Tony.
I suppose it's worth a try.
Yeah, well, listen, I can't stop, I'm afraid.
No?
No, hope it gets better soon, hey? And don't worry about the silage.
OK. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye, David.
Oh, Pat.
Got the salad stuff all packed anyway.
Oh, well done. I was just about to call the feed merchants.
Well, and if you feel up to it.
Well, not completely useless. If you can just pass me the phone.
Hang on. I'll just make some more tea, then I ought to get back out to the dairy.
Clary doing all right?
Yeah, but I'll have to give her some more time this afternoon.
Huh?
Well, she's been on her own for most of the morning.
But didn't Tom tell you?
What?
About this afternoon. He's taking his van to that show in Wales.
So, what about the milking?
Well, don't look at me. I can't do it, can I?
So he's not been down here?
Oh, no, not that I've seen.
Oh, I know this girl's supposed to be here in 10 minutes.
Oh?
Another interview for Hayley's replacement. I did tell Nigel this morning. He's probably down in the cellars.
Oh, yes.
No signal.
Good news about the wine, isn't it?
Oh, he told you?
He's told everyone.
Yeah, I don't think the words regional wine status have quite the same excitement factor for everyone else, though.
Maybe not. But at least he can start labelling and selling it.
Yeah, just in time for English Wine Week.
Oh, did he say we're going to have some special promotional offers? In here by the till and in the orangery. I think it should go down well.
Yeah, he did mention it. The trouble is, it's driven everything else out of his mind. You know, I bet he's down there labelling it now.
Oh, do you want me to nip down and give him a hand?
No, Cathy.
Well, I don't mind. I've got a break soon anyway.
Exactly. Now, I'll give him another 5 minutes and then I'll go down myself.
OK. Oh, Elizabeth, before you go.
Yeah?
About my replacement for when I leave. I don't know if you've advertised yet.
No, something else on the list for today.
OK, well, I'm sure you must have thought of this already. But what about Lorna? She's done such a good job covering for me.
Yeah, she has.
I think she'd be ideal for the job. Well, if she wants to take it on full time.
Do you think she would?
Well, I don't know. I haven't asked.
OK, thanks. We'd already wondered if she'd be interested.
I can write up a job description this afternoon, if you like, for when you do advertise.
Cathy, where are you going now?
Oh, we need some more mineral water in the orangery.
Yeah, what about your break? Come on, you've been going like a mad thing all morning.
Oh, not really.
And it's a nice day. Why don't you go and have your lunch outside?
Well, I was just going to grab a sandwich.
You know, you are allowed time off for lunch.
It's okay, Elizabeth. I think I'd rather keep myself busy. Just these two, Susan.
Okay.
I'm sure they're stuffed full of additives.
Oh, they're not so bad for instant meals. Me and Neil have them quite a lot.
Well, needs must. No way I'll have time to cook this afternoon.
Oh, it's a real nuisance about poor Tony.
You can say that again.
That's always Neil's big worry. If his back was to go. 7:40, please.
Oh, Susan, I've been meaning to catch up with you. After you spoke out against the Home Farm AD.
You heard Matt's involved now.
Oh, yeah. Entirely predictable, though.
Well, people can't say we didn't try and warn them.
No. Anyway, it wasn't about that. Have you ever heard of a transition community?
Oh, yeah. I heard you were looking into something like that.
Did you?
Oh, someone was talking about it. Who was it? Oh, Linda.
Oh, well, I don't know how much she said.
Well, more recycling, alternative energy schemes, things like that.
In a nutshell, getting more self-reliant for when the oil runs out.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really got time to go into it all now. Got to go and do the milking this afternoon.
Oh.
First time in a long time.
Oh, I learned quite a lot about the old thing. Linda was full of it.
Oh, yeah. She and Robert are very enthusiastic. I wondered if you might be interested.
Oh, well.
I want to set up a group or a committee to move the whole scheme forward.
Oh, you mean be in charge of the whole thing?
Oh, well, not quite. We'd need a number of volunteers to make the whole system work.
Oh, well, I'd certainly be willing to consider it.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, David.
Hello again.
Hello.
Well, why don't you think it over and give me a call?
Yeah, I will. And I'll talk to Neil about it too.
That's great. No pressure, but something tells me I'll need all the help I can get.
Okay, then. Bye.
Bye.
There we are. That's a DVD for you.
Oh, right.
Managed to prize it away from Ben after he'd watched for the 23rd time.
Anything else?
Ruth did say to get something. It's gone clean out of my head.
David.
Yeah?
Bert was in here this morning. He reckons the police were back up on the estate yesterday.
Oh.
He'd heard it from Jeff up at home farm. Something about another bird being found poisoned.
Yeah. Bert said the same to me, and Adam mentioned it as well.
I wondered if you knew any more about it.
No, I don't think there's been any more news.
Oh, dear. Poor Will.
Yeah. Must be a real worry for him.
I mean, you and I both know that he could never...
Nah, of course not. But that won't stop people speculating, will it?
Oh, no. Oh, the way people come in here gossiping and saying all kinds of things, not knowing the facts, drives me mad, I can tell you.
Right. Well, I'm sure they'll find the culprit eventually. So long as Will can prove it was nothing to do with him...
Now the teak dip.
Yes, Tony.
Well, when you're in a rush, it's easy to forget.
I may be a little bit rusty.
Push it right up. Oh, that's it.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, well, the last thing we need now is mastitis.
Oh,
we can't take any risks. You know what it's like when you get out of the routine?
I'm doing fine. I think I'd do better still without your backseat milking.
Oh, all right. I shan't say another word.
Why don't you go back inside?
No, I'm okay sitting here.
Fine.
Maybe not the most comfortable chair in the world.
I hear you say Ruth's back on the milking now.
Yeah, David says she started yesterday.
Well, that is good news.
Mm. Might free up Eddie to come down here for the odd afternoon.
Think he would?
Well, it's worth asking. If Tom's going to keep messing us about...
Oh, be fair, Tony.
Yeah.
I can't expect him to put his burger business completely on hold.
Yeah.
Coming up to his busy time. Show pictures are already booked. Plus, he's going to be moving house any moment.
Well, not for a few more weeks.
He's doing as much as he possibly can.
Okay.
Shouldn't be so hard on him.
Well, it's hard for me too, sitting here. I feel so useless and frustrated.
Well, you know what I think.
All right. Put me in with this chiropractor friend of yours. Let her loose on my vertebrae.
Oh, was that...
No, it's not mine. It must be yours.
Well, can you answer it? There, by my jacket.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Look out for number 39. She might be bullying.
Answer it, Tony.
Yeah, right. Hello, Susan.
It's
Tony, yes. Pat's busy right now.
Oh, well, maybe I'll call back later then. Well,
is it important?
Oh, no. And I expect you're busy too.
Oh, no. I've got all the time in the world. What's it about?
Well, it's about her idea for a transition community.
Huh?
She asked if I'd be interested in joining this committee she's setting up.
But a busy woman like you?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I'm always happy to do my bit, Tony.
Right.
But I've had a chat with Neil and, well, he's not sure it'll do Matt much good.
Oh?
He's got nothing against it as such, but, well, even if it works, Neil reckons you'll still have the supermarkets and digesters and nuclear power plants, So what's the point?
Perhaps. Well, that's no argument for not trying, is it?
Oh, I suppose not, but... Well, it could end up being a whole lot of effort for nothing.
Look, why don't you speak to Pat again? Just to get some more information. Never know, she might be able to change her mind.
Well, maybe. You know me, Tony. I'm a very open-minded person.
Yes. Now, I'd better warn you. Until my back gets better, I don't think she's going to have much time for her other projects. Oh, did she tell you that I've done it in again? Terrible it is, yeah. And try getting a decent night's sleep when you can hardly lie still without horrific pains.
Elizabeth?
Ah, what do you think of this?
Oh, well, it's a bit of an eyesore, I suppose.
Now, I suppose if it stops our clients from falling and breaking their necks in the ha-ha.
Well, it's not going to be up for long, is it?
Depends how soon we can get the wall repaired.
Well, when will that be?
Who knows? Nigel's still got to find someone who can fix it.
Oh, I see.
Freddie, no! Remember what happened. Oh. He's talked to a friend of Titcomb's who's a dry stone waller, but he says it's too big a job.
There must be somebody.
Oh, I don't know, Kathy. Quite honestly, I think it's quite low on Nigel's list at the moment. Practicing for his team chase is far more important. Anyway, shouldn't you be on your way home?
Yeah, I'm going now. I just thought I'd remind you that I won't be here tomorrow.
Yes, of course. When are you leaving?
We don't need to be in court until the afternoon, but I...
Is Kenton?
Yeah, we'll leave mid-morning. I'm not sure when we'll get back.
OK. At least after this, you'll never have to think of it again.
Yeah, hope not. Depends on the sentence.
Yes. Kathy, you know, you don't have to go down to Bournemouth. Not if you really can't face it.
It would be so easy just to stay at home.
So why don't you? Kenton can go for you. It's not going to change the sentence.
No. No, I've come this far. I can't chicken out now.
Oh, no one would think that.
And it's just something I need to do, however difficult.
All right. Well, I hope... Oh, yeah. Good luck, anyway. And we'll all be thinking of you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Come on in then, George.
Hello.
Oh, so you're back then?
Yeah.
Right, George, you want to put your jacket on the peg? Then we'll know where to find it.
Where's our William?
Had to go back into work. Poor thing. Got to keep his nose clean, hasn't he?
Right.
So I'm looking after George.
Look, maybe it was a mistake to tell William to bury that bird.
A mistake? Oh, I still can't believe that even you could be so stupid.
I told you it was an emergency. I was thinking on me feet.
Yeah, we've been through all this, Eddie, and I'm not interested in your excuses.
Okay, so I put my hands up. I made a wrong call. But you going on at me ain't going to help, is it? If William had kept quiet about it instead of going to Aldridge.
Look, he owned up because he knew it was wrong and he had the courage to go and admit it. And all you've done is make a bad situation a whole lot worse.
And if I could go back now and do it different, then...
Yeah, well, it's too late for that, isn't it? Thanks to you, our Williams, and so much trouble, he stands to lose his job.
I know. I only want to try and help him out.
Best thing you can do is stay right away from him.
Maybe, but... There is something else.
Eddie.
Look, I'm going to see Baggy tomorrow.
Baggy? What good's that going to do?
He knows a lot of people, doesn't he? He goes beating on every shoot for miles. I asked him to ask round if there's any poisoning going on.
Oh, you do what you want. I shan't be holding my breath.
Well, okay, but we'll see.
Oh, I'm just so worried about it all.
Here, why don't you sit down for a minute, love?
Where's George?
Oh, he's fine. He's gone in with Dad. I'll put the kettle on.
Well, I can't stop for long.
You've seen the Parish Magazine?
When would I have had the chance to do that?
It's a big advert in there. Brookfield are having a farm open day.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, it's got me thinking, if they can do
no,
it...
No, Eddie.
Well, we got the field, haven't we? We could put up a few pens,
no.
Have a few stalls selling teas and gnomes and compost.
I said no, you must be out of your mind.
Oh, Clary, love.
Look, we've got enough on our plates as it is, and that's final. Oh, is that our Edward's car? No, well, if he's here now, I might as well get on.
Where?
I told you, Pat's asked me to do some extra time down the dairy because Tony's bad back.
But what about George?
Oh, I've asked Edward to stay and give him his dinner, and Emma's picking him up later, so the sooner I get down there, the sooner
Look, Clary, look.
And before you ask, the answer is still no. I don't want to hear no more talk about farm open days.
So, you're set?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no rush, love. We're in plenty of time.
I wonder if I should call Sid again before we go. Remind him about Jamie's cricket practice.
Yeah, if you like.
No.
Oh, look, if it's going to stop you from worrying.
No, there's no need. I'm sure Jane will remember.
You sure?
Yes, let's go. I can always call him later.
Okay.
Just make sure I've got my keys.
Here, Cathy, give them to me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, come here. Just try not to worry about it, eh? It's just an hour or so in the court, and then you'll be coming home safe, and it'll all be over.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah? It's just this one last step. Then you'll never have to look at him ever again.
Yeah. I'm all right, really. Let's go, shall we?
Come on, what about that potato? You must be the world's slowest eater. I reckon a little tiny mouse could eat that faster than you.
No, it couldn't.
Oh, yes, it could. Right, let's have a race, shall we? I'm going to count to 10. And you see if you can eat... here's your mum now. You're still not eating that.
Ed!
Oh. Hiya. Come on in.
Mummy!
Hello, sweetheart.
He's still eating. He's almost done, though.
So, is Clary...
Well, she had to go to work, so I...
Oh, well, that's kind of you.
Oh, so it's okay.
If I'd known, I might have come...
No, honestly, I don't mind.
Right. You still eating, are you? You little slow coach.
That's my fault, really. We were messing around.
Well, there's no rush anywhere. I can wait.
Okay. But do you want a coffee, or...?
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Oh, okay, right. Have a seat, I'll just get this on.
So I hope he's not been keeping you from your work.
No, I was coming home for dinner anyway.
Oh, good.
I'm back in time for milking.
How's it all going?
Fine, yeah, keeping busy, you know.
Right. Sometimes I see you bringing the cows in when I come by.
How about you?
Me? Oh, like you. Can't complain.
Can I have a drink too?
A drink? Ooh, I should think so.
It's okay. I'll do it.
No, I'll get it. It's
fine. Do you remember how we liked it?
Yeah. Half juice, half water, yeah?
That's it. You've got a good memory.
Okay, Georgie. Right, we're going to have another race. You see if you can finish that potato before I get your drink, yeah?
Yes.
Right, ready? Get, set, go!
Kenton, What you said about me never having to look at Taylor again.
Yeah?
Well, I can't stop thinking that might not be the case.
Sweetheart.
If the judge decides...
You mustn't think like that.
No, but there is a chance, isn't there? I mean, what if he only gets the minimum?
He won't.
Yeah, but he might. 5 years. Even if he gets 6 or 7, he could be out in half that.
Well, Cathy, no judge in his right mind is going to give him...
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, I know neither of us have wanted to admit it, but it's no use kidding ourselves.
What else can we do?
Well, you know the statistics. He could still be back out in 3 or 4 years. After everything. And what happens then?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
I'm not sure what I'd do.
Just remember, whatever happens, when this is done, you are going to be coming home with me, and Taylor will be going off in a prison van. And that is all that matters.
Kenton.
Right. Okay, this is us. Come on.
I won!
Yeah, you cheated!
Yeah.
No, he didn't. He went fair and square.
Oh, okay, fair enough. That's enough races. You're too fast for me. Hey, do you want some more? No, okay then.
Not surprised the way you stuffed that pudding in.
You're gonna burst. Right, let's get this all cleared up then, shall we?
Here, let me.
I
wish I could get him to eat his dinner like that.
Yeah, nice clean plate.
Don't do it for your boring old mum, will you? You little rascal.
Look, you don't have to bother with that.
Never mind. You've done all the hard work. Won't take me a minute.
Okay.
At least we're doing it in a proper kitchen. Not like...
Yeah, well...
Takes you back a bit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, well, I know it's been a long time,
Yeah.
Oh, have you got something to dry this with?
Yeah, a tea towel. I'll do that. That's fine.
Okay. Cheers. Sometimes... Well, I still think about it, you know? Caravan and stuff.
Listen.
I mean, it wasn't all bad, was it? There were some good times too, weren't there?
Emma.
Look, all I'm saying is... Maybe we shouldn't lose sight of that because of what happened after. I mean, I think it would...
So, Emma. Look. Let's just leave it, shall we? It won't do no good. Look, I don't want to think about it. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Here, you can leave the rest of this to me. George's stuff is all there. It's in our bag.
Okay. Well, I'll take him home then. All right, come on, George.
Oh, come on.
Okay, okay, it won't be long. Look somewhere else, eh? Look at the judge. Right, here we go.
Gareth Taylor. You have been found guilty of two most serious and violent sexual assaults. Both were the result of your careful and lengthy planning. The court has heard how you callously contrived to win the trust of your victims, and how you manipulated that trust and friendship, and then broke it in the most personal and violent way by raping them for your own sordid sexual gratification. These assaults took place in the most degrading and humiliating circumstances, such as the dirty floor of the village hall. It has taken some considerable courage on the part of the two victims to come forward and give the evidence that has resulted in your conviction. I have read the pre-sentence report and have listened very carefully to the representations of the defense counsel. However, in view of all the circumstances, I have no hesitation in finding you a dangerous offender within the meaning of the Criminal Justice Act 2003. I therefore sentence you to a sentence of imprisonment for public protection of 15 years, of which the minimum term to be served before you can be considered for parole would be 7 years and 6 months. Take him down.
Yes, 15.
You see, love? You see? It's over.
Oh, yes, you did it. You did it. 15 years.
Yes,
oh, that is such a good result. We couldn't have hoped for more.
I can't believe it's really happened.
15 years. Oh, Kathy, love, you should have seen his face.
Well, I did. I had to look
he
at
never
the
saw end. That coming, really. Oh, man. I mean, talk about gutted. He was shaking. I honestly thought that he was going to keel over.
No.
And all because you had the guts.
No, John, just me.
No,
Claire,
you did.
Too.
You okay, but you had the courage to come forward.
I'm just so glad it's all over.
Oh, and think of it. He is going to wake up tomorrow, and then the next day, and the day after that, and know that he's still got another...
Yeah, but Kenton, he mightn't serve the whole term.
Yeah, but 7.5 years, that is still a long time, sweetheart.
Well, I mean, how old?
Well,
Jamie will be grown up.
What, you won! Oh, you won, love! You got him, and he cannot touch anyone now.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
I mean it. You can let it all go, eh?
Oh, I know. And, love, I will.
Oh, God, it's all been worth it.
Oh, Kenton... Oh, I can't believe it. It's finally over.
Yeah, the new pig is at Holm Farm.
Oh, yeah. Hungarian, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. They arrived yesterday, apparently, so I thought I'd go up and say hello. Introduce myself. Hmm?
Very conscientious of you.
Well, I don't know if they'll be in need of any great spiritual guidance.
Well, I better get back for lunch.
Oh, Alistair, before you go, is there going to be a single wicket competition this year?
After last year's washout. Why? Think you might have a go?
Oh, maybe. If I do, I'll need some time to practice.
Well, you've got a few weeks. Till the second week in June, in fact. And let's hope for better weather this time around.
So it's definitely scheduled?
Yep. Adam's going to help Shula organise it, God willing.
Great. I'll have to dig out my whites.
Oh, there's no dress rules. You can come in your cassock if you like.
That's a thought.
Oh, this your fiancé, I see.
Oh.
Well, if you can help spread the word about the single wicket, that'd be good.
Yes, yes, I will.
Hi.
Hello.
Can always do with the publicity. Hi, Usha.
This is a nice surprise. You decided to play hooky?
No, someone cancelled on me, so I brought some work home.
It's nice.
Well,
I'll see you both soon. Bye.
Bye, Esther.
Alan.
Are you okay, love?
Not really. Have you seen this? Today's Echo?
No, I haven't.
Well, have a look at this. Here.
No.
Look at that headline.
Devoted to you, can love be stronger than faith?
It's all about us, our engagement.
Why? How?
That reporter who was hanging about last week.
I said I told him to get lost. It was our own private business.
Well, it's not anymore. Look what it says there.
Local vicar Alan Franks and his...
His lover, Asian lawyer
Usha Gupta.
See what I mean?
They can't do this.
Well, you'd better read on. It gets worse.
Oh, hey up. You left any of that for me?
Yeah, there's half a pie on the stove.
Oh, good. Because I'm famished. Had a busy morning. Oh. Yeah, took a whole load of paving slabs down to deliver, and then I... Hey, don't you know it's rude to text on that thing while folks are talking to you?
I can still hear you.
Yeah, well, any road, you try unloading them slabs single-handed. And as soon as I've had this, I'm off down to see Barry. Mm. He's been asking around for me, bending a few ears, about those poisoned birds. All right, so maybe it's a long shot, but it might help William. Hey, where are you going?
I'm back to work.
Come on, son. I know you and William don't see eye to eye. This is important.
I'm not bothered about William.
Okay, just hold on a sec.
What?
Here. George left his wellies here yesterday.
Oh.
So, you can drop them off at Ambridge View.
What, me?
Yeah. On your way down to...
No, I can't.
Why not?
Well, because I'm late, aren't I?
I'll take you a minute.
But Dad, no, I'm not taking him, okay? You'll have to. Or Will can just come round and pick him up.
All right, it's just a thought.
Yeah, and tell Mum I'm going to be back for tea, okay?
Hey, you ain't forgotten it's her birthday next Monday.
No.
I thought we might have dinner out on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I might not be here Sunday, okay?
Well, why not?
Because I'm going to go to Fallon's gig on Saturday night.
Oh. So when did you decide?
Well, just now, okay? You got any objections?
Oh, no! You do what you want. Oh, blimey.
This quiet rural community has been rocked by the news that its vicar, the Reverend Alan Franks, has become engaged to marry his lover, Asian lawyer Usha Gupta.
It was that man. You remember?
Lover?
The one who came round last week.
That's pretty strong stuff for the Echo.
It makes it sound as if the whole parish is against them.
Well, it does say there's some support as well.
Oh, but it's hardly balanced, is it? All the things he says about a... Oh, where is it? A substantial degree
of
unrest
among parishioners, both in public and behind closed doors. Where did he get that from?
Well, isn't that obvious? It's me he's supposed to be quoting there.
Well, surely not. You didn't actually say...
No, of course not. He just kept putting words into my mouth and then twisting them all around.
So what did you say?
Only that I was supportive of Alan, but that not everyone thought... Oh, I'm not even sure anymore. I can't remember. But I know I didn't say that.
Okay, but he must have talked to other people as well.
Yeah, but I'm the one that's quoted... A member of the pastoral team.
I mean, look, all this other stuff about Holy Communion, how inappropriate it is for him to be marrying someone from another faith.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me. I don't know who that was.
Well, there you are. And even if it is you he's quoting, who's going to know?
Well, they might.
A member of the pastoral team.
Oh, God.
Could be any one of a number of people.
The letter, Alistair. Look.
Where?
There. The diocese received an anonymous letter. That was me, too.
Oh, Shula.
Oh, I didn't mean to say it. I thought he'd finished interviewing me and I just let it slip.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, all right, I know. It was stupid of me. But be fair, I'm not used to being interviewed by newspapers.
So just a Freudian slip, then.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
If you think for a moment this has got anything to do with the past...
I didn't say
then
that.
Then I find that totally hurtful.
No, I don't think that. Look, I'm sure it's just a case of tacky journalism.
It was a genuine mistake. And once it was out, I could hardly deny it.
Well, I really don't think you should worry too much about it. I mean, it's all a real kick in the teeth for poor Alan Anusha, but...
Oh, Alan's going to be so upset when he sees it. What if he guesses it's me?
Oh, come on. I think you're being a little paranoid.
Oh, am I?
You're one of his closest friends. He knows you'd never let him down.
No, not deliberately.
So you were ambushed by a local journalist. It happens all the time. Even if he did work it out, he'd never hold it against you.
I wonder if I should go...
No.
Well, don't you think...
You might just make things worse. I should bung this in the recycling and stop worrying.
You've got to hear this, William. It's important.
Go on, then.
You see, Baggy's got a mate with a couple of terriers. And this mate knows another bloke who had a problem with rats down Tarbury way.
Dad, where is all this go...
Let me finish. This was a few years ago now. So Baggy's mate took his dogs down to deal with the rats. And guess what? The bloke with the rats turns out to be the assistant keeper on the shoot where Malcolm used to work ages ago, before his last job even.
Yeah, so?
And guess what else? Back in the day, turns out our Mr. Lily White Malcolm had a bit of a reputation.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, according to this mate of Baggy's, Malcolm weren't averse to bending the rules. Not if he thought he could get someone out of it.
But, well, he's got great references. I've spoken to his old employers.
Yeah, but it's worth checking out. Come on, son. Your job's on the line here. If Malcolm's something to hide...
Baggy's mate heard from somebody who heard from somebody else. He's stupid.
Then you need to check it out. Clear your own name, William.
So on the strength of that, you want me to go back to Malcolm and accuse him?
No, not accuse him. Just put it to him straight. Did he or didn't he?
Well, I've asked him once already.
It's no good you worrying about hurting Malcolm's feelings. Push him. If he's in the clear, then...
I can't. Even if you're right. I'd need more evidence, wouldn't I?
All right. So maybe we can find more.
Hey?
If he's been laying that bait, he must have the poison hid somewhere.
Well, police never found it, did they?
Oh, so maybe they were looking in the wrong place.
Dad?
No harm in having a look, is there? What have you got to lose?
Where?
That's his locker, ain't it? Down at the back.
Well, they searched that already. Well, they turned the old place over.
Okay. So where's Malcolm now?
Feeding, down at Lowerwood.
When's he back?
I don't know, not for a while.
And that's his car out round the back?
Yeah, he took the Land Rover. Dad, what are you doing?
It's okay, I'm just looking.
Dad?
That his coat hanging there?
Dad, no.
He might have left the keys in the pocket.
Don't you touch it.
Come on, this could be your only chance.
No, I'm not going to mess with this stuff, and neither are you.
William.
Leave it, Dad, just leave it alone and go. Now let me get on with my work. I'm off down the Pens, okay?
It's the whole tone of it, Alan. That's what really depresses me.
I know.
It's so negative and bigoted. It's as if he's gone round and turned over every stone to see what he can dig up underneath.
I mean, these quotes, anonymous parishioners.
Yeah, why are they anonymous? If that's how they really feel, why don't they just come out and say...
I mean, we have to assume that there's been... You know, some exaggeration.
Do we?
Well, you know how these guys operate. Quote someone out of context, then put a spin on it.
But he can't have invented it all. Some of it must be true.
Yes. Well, that's what's worrying me.
So, whatever they say to our faces, there are people who'll say something quite different behind our backs. I just find that so sad and hypocritical.
I suppose we knew there was bound to be some opposition.
But we didn't expect it to be plastered all over the paper like this.
No.
And who are all these people anyway? The ones who can't bear the thought of you marrying me?
I don't know, love.
Well, can't you ring the Echo and ask?
I could try, but I doubt I'd get very far. Protecting their sources, you know.
Oh, well, that's great, so we'll never find out. Alan?
There's one thing here.
What?
Well,
He quotes a member of my pastoral team. And then there's a mention of that anonymous letter.
Right, and?
Not many people got to know about the letter. In fact, there's only one person that I can think of.
I see. And I don't think it'll be too hard for me to guess who that could be.
Shula.
Okay. So now it's all starting to make sense.
Look, I can't be absolutely sure, Usha.
Well, there's an easy way to find out.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, I can go round there now and ask her.
Hold on.
Well, you know why she's done this, don't you?
I can't just go jumping to conclusions. I know there's a history there for you two, but...
Well, exactly. Come on, you must want to know the truth.
Well, of course I do, but she's my church warden. Why don't you let me ask her?
Dad!
Okay, calm down.
No! I told you, I said not to.
Look, I'm doing this for your own good, William. I'm just having a look in his car.
Well, you took his keys.
They were in his coat pocket. I'll put them back when I've done.
Well, you can stop now, because I'm not letting
William,
you...
William! I've started now. Let me finish. And if there's nothing here...
Well, there won't be. You haven't found anything, have you?
Not yet.
So lock your back up and give me those keys.
We will. And I've checked down here with a spare wheel.
You know you're wasting your time. Malcolm gave me his word. And even if he was lying, the police would have...
William!
What?
Well, well, well. What have we got here? Look at this.
Dad?
Syringe? Gloves?
Let me see that.
Here. No prizes for guessing what's in the flask, eh? I'm sorry, William, but there's your poisoner.
Honestly, Usha, I could hardly believe it.
It came as quite a shock to me, too.
Oh, where did they get that stuff from? It was outrageous.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure 99% of it's completely made up.
Oh, I don't know. Some of the people quoted there were...
Oh, come on. I'm sure no one's going to believe a word.
We'll see. Anyway, thanks for your support.
Well, I can't imagine how you must have felt.
Yeah.
I didn't see the paper till this morning. I'd have come round last night if I'd known.
I know. We've already heard from a few friends.
How are the people at work?
Awkward, but okay, and happy to let me work from home today.
That's good. Does Alan have any idea who the journalist spoke to?
Well, there are one or two possibilities, but... it's too early to say.
Well, I hope he gives them what for. It's just so intrusive.
Oh, let's just sit in the sun for a moment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to go on about it.
Oh, come on. That's what I'm here for.
You're a true friend. Alan's already talked to Rachel, the Archdeacon. She's being really supportive too.
Wow, that must be a relief.
Yeah. It's good to know we've still got her on our side.
I'm sure it'll soon blow over.
Oh, let's hope so.
But I'm wishing now that journalist had come round to Brookfield. He might have had a nasty accident near the slurry pit.
Nice thought.
And when Shula told me he was prowling around...
Shula?
Yeah, apparently he'd phoned the stables asking for a comment. And Alistair told him to get lost.
Really?
Well, according to her.
Oh.
That was early last week. I'm sure most people would have done the same.
Well, he kind of made all of it up. He's obviously spoken to somebody.
Hi, you two.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be working?
Well, my fault. I've been distracting her.
You going to join us?
No, I just wondered if you'd be free for lunch.
Yeah, 1:30-ish.
Great.
I'd better get moving.
Oh, really?
Busy day. And I'm milking this afternoon.
Really? Hey.
Not back full time, but yeah... It's good.
Well, that's great. Well done. Thanks for coming over.
I'd better be on my way too.
Aren't you going to stay?
No, I'm on my way down to the stables.
Oh, right.
So, I'll see you later then. Bye.
Bye.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
So it was him all along?
Me and Dad, we found the poison in his car.
Poison?
Yeah, the whole kit. A flask, and a syringe and some gloves.
Yeah, but... Are you sure?
Oh, I can't be sure what's in the flask, but...
So how?
Well, he went straight off before I could see him yesterday.
Yeah.
I've just been and talked to him now, and he's come clean. It was him who poisoned those birds.
Oh,
All right, Will, go on. Go on, tell me what happened.
Well, he was a friend of Dad's. He knew someone who worked on Malcolm's old shoe. The one before his old job.
Oh.
Seems Malcolm had a reputation there for bending the rules.
You mean he's used poison before?
Maybe, yeah.
And the employers you spoke to?
Well, maybe they didn't know.
I see. And the poison was where?
In the back of his car, down by the spare wheel.
No, but didn't the police search the car the last time?
Well, he did it somewhere else, in a feed hopper out in the woods. Fetched it back when it all went quiet again.
Well, he told you that?
Yeah. Oh, that's the funny thing. He never really tried to deny it.
Huh?
Made out he was trying to do me a favour. Trying to help.
Did he now?
Yeah. Gave me all this stuff about buzzards being out of control. Which is true, I suppose, but said we've got to keep the numbers down somehow.
What, with poison bait?
Yeah. I told him he was stupid and that I didn't need that kind of help. And that he was going to get us both in big trouble.
What did he say to that? Did he apologise?
Not exactly. But he did say maybe he was out of order.
Oh.
Oh, and that after the red kite was found, he'd gone round and tried to pick up the bait.
Oh, God, it'd be a bit late for that.
Yeah.
So where is he now?
I told him I didn't want him here. Sent him home.
Okay, well...
So you were right. I was wrong. I should never have trusted him. So it's me who's come to apologise. It was my fault, my responsibility. And Malcolm knows the score now. It won't happen again.
Well, perhaps not. And I appreciate your apology, but I'm afraid we can't just leave it at that.
So you think I should report him?
Well, Malcolm's not just a fool. He's committed a criminal offence. There's a police investigation going on. I'll have to tell them what we know, or you will. Whatever that means for Malcolm.
All right, I'll call the police now.
I mean, use the phone here if you want.
Then I'll go to Matt and offer him my resignation.
Oh, Will.
I'm head keeper. I took Malcolm on. The poisoning happened on my patch.
All right, yes, I know. But look, just wait.
And when Matt finds out, he's going to sack me anyway, isn't he?
I don't know what Matt's going to do.
You know what he said to me last time.
Look, you can't worry about that now. You call the police. I'll go and talk to Matt.
Oh, Alan, I'm so, so sorry.
So, the anonymous letter?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I thought the interview was over and then
And the rest of it, about the unrest and disapproval in the community?
That was the same. He put words into my mouth and then he twisted it all round. What I actually said was... Well, what I meant to say was that I fully supported your marriage and so did the church.
Yeah, that's not the way it looks here.
No, I'm really, really sorry.
So, but... you knew all this yesterday. You saw the article, but you didn't come to talk to me about it.
I know I should have,
but... It would have been nice if you had, Sheila.
I'm sorry. I was upset. And I wasn't sure what to do about it. And if you hadn't come now, I'd have come up to see you later. We're short-handed this morning, and I've had... You do believe that, don't you?
I'm not doubting your words, Sheila. It's just... Well, it could cause a lot of problems. Both for myself and for Usha.
Yes.
In whatever the truth of it, stuff like this has a tendency to stick.
Is she very upset?
We could say that. I'm sure you can imagine.
Look, all I can do is say again how very sorry I am. Alan, you know I'd hate anything to get in the way of our friendship.
Me too. No, don't worry about that.
Thank
we
you.
Know each other well enough.
Have you talked to Rachel?
Yes. She's been great about it. And we've had many calls of support and messages from friends, parishioners, all kinds of people.
Oh, good. So maybe it's not... Oh, quite as...
I don't know, Sheila. That's the trouble.
But as long as Rachel...
Well, we know she's on our side, and all our friends, but you're not the only person who's been quoted here. I mean, you take away all the spin, you're still left with some truth. Some people are just very unhappy about what we're doing.
Well, only a tiny minority, surely.
Who knows? It's too late now, anyway. The damage is done.
William!
Afternoon, Matt.
So then, Brian's told me everything.
Right.
Well, now it's a real mess, isn't it? Right old shambles. Malcolm laying poison right under your nose and you'll never even notice it.
I got it wrong. I messed up.
Well, you've certainly done that in spectacular fashion. And I'm sure you remember what I said to you last time we met.
Yeah. And I said to Brian...
So what's the score now? Have the police been back again?
Yeah. They took the poison and stuff and I'm going to make a statement.
And that's going to be fun for you, isn't it? Incriminating your own assistant keeper. And admitting you broke the law under your supervision.
I suppose it's got to be done.
Well, that's the last time you'll ever work as a keeper, I'll see to that.
Yeah.
And Brian says you've already offered us your resignation.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
I think that's the right thing for you to do in the circumstances. You appointed Malcolm, you clearly failed to supervise him properly, so the buck stops right on your doorstep.
I know.
Now there's going to be a criminal case. A lot of publicity, a lot of song and dance in the press about rare birds being poisoned on our land. And as chairman, I've no doubt they'll be calling me, asking for my comments. You can imagine how I'm going to feel about that.
I'm sorry,
Matt. Yeah, well, sorry, sorry is not good enough. I'm not interested in your apologies. I gave you fair warning, every chance to sort this out. Anything so we didn't all end up with egg on our faces. So, then you find another dead bird. You bury it, then you change your mind. Tell the police they dig it up again. Now this, not a great tribute to your skills as a keeper. My old Aunt Gladys could have handled this run better.
Okay, so you made your point. If you want me to work out my notice, or shall I go and fetch my things now?
Hold on, hold on. However, after talking this over with Brian, and somewhat against my own better judgment, we've decided not to accept your offer of resignation.
What?
You understand what I'm saying? No need to grab your coat just yet. The job's still there, if you want it. Well, do you want it?
Yeah, of course, but...
Okay, then. But I want you to understand just how lucky you are. If it had been only up to me, you'd have been down the job centre tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And don't get the idea that it's all forgotten and back to business as usual. That's not the case at all. This is only a reprieve. From now on, you'd better consider yourself on probation.
Yeah, all right.
You won't get another chance like this. Next time, there'll be no offering your resignation. You'll be out of here so fast, your feet won't touch the ground.
Well, I could see how upset she was about it.
Well, that's big of her.
No, she really was.
Now, I think it was a genuine mistake. She just let a few things slip that she shouldn't have, but...
Oh, so did she come to the vicarage and apologise?
Well, she said she was going to.
Oh, well, that makes it all right, then.
Usha, look, I don't think it's going to help for us to blame any one person. She's apologised now. She's still my colleague, and I've got to work with her.
I suppose...
However you feel about her personally.
It's not just about me and her. It's the problems that's caused for you.
Yes, well, all we can do now is move on and try and limit the damage as far as the parish is concerned.
Well, how bad do you think that's going to be?
I wish I knew. The trouble is, it could have stirred up a real hornet's nest.
How?
Well, there might have been a lot of people who didn't care one way or the other till now, or might not have even heard about the engagement. Some of them are going to look at this and think, hello, maybe this isn't right after all. Maybe I should start making a fuss about it. Maybe I should write to the bishop.
Yeah.
It could start to bring them down off the fence. Polarise opinion. Even among the people we think we know well.
Who? How many?
Who knows? But my guess is we shan't have to wait for long. We'll find out on Sunday morning.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitbird.